Oh, you guys have never met.
We've never met. I mean, I've spoken glowingly of her in the past and never met the lady until just now.
Have a seat. Have a seat.
Teddy, welcome. And I'll say it. Congratulations. I said to
Michael. Feel free to jump in if you want to. I don't know.
Please. Please do.
Yeah, if you want to.
I just said to Michael, I've never heard any player ever retire and handle a retirement press conference better than that was just handled.
I alluded to it a bunch of times. It made it easy that I tried to use the word celebration, you know, and that's really what it is for me when I look back at my career, because when you achieve everything you set out to achieve, it makes it a lot easier. It makes it a lot easier. I'm not one of them players who just wishes I would have had that, you know, that one time, you know. I had so many. I had so many times, and it gives me incredible peace. It gives me incredible peace inside. I talk to so many guys, and, you know, it's like, oh, you know, like I was saying, it's like, oh, dude, I'm like, I'm doing great. They want to know how I'm doing. I say, I'm doing great. And they sort of look at me like, you're doing great. And then, you know, and they're like, oh, okay. You know, I mean, they know where I am. They know where I am, and it not only makes it easier for me, but them also, knowing that I'm just in a great place right now.
There's a young woman you mentioned in your press conference who has been there for all the big moments, and she's here now. Her name is Heidi. And I'm wondering, she's shaking her head like, Michael, why did you draw me in here? But I'm wondering, you said you talked to your teammates, so a lot of your teammates yesterday. When did you guys talk? When did you know with Heidi? When did you know that this is what you were going to do?
I think it was a culmination of a lot of things this off season. I actually got a scope on my right knee this off season, during the time in training camp I missed was because my knee was still bothering me a little bit. So all through that time, it's like, you know, I'm still going to be okay. I think it's going to be all right. You know, let's get it better, get out there, start practicing again. So, you know, then you start practicing and, you know, you start feeling 36, man, you know, you start feeling 36 years old. And
what do you get to 39?
Yeah. Or hey, 53,
you know, 36 year old father of three. I am healthy as an ox. I feel great. 36-year-old linebacker, you know, there comes a time. There comes a time. You know, we look at certain plays during the meeting room sometimes. You know, and we splice certain plays versus different teams, and it's like okay, there's 04. Okay, there's 01. There's, you know, 06. Oh, there's yesterday at practice, and I'm, you know, I sort of look at it and like, yeah, maybe just a little bit. So this is the way I'd rather it be. I want to let Mother Nature take its course. You know what I mean? I'm not 23. I'm not 28. You know what I mean? The years, there's been a lot of tackles, over 1,000 tackles, a lot of things that I've done. And you eventually slow down is what I'm learning, which a lot of people out there listening know already. They're probably going, yeah, you sure do, Teddy. But for me, you eventually slow down. For me, a little bit, yes, a little bit here. So now it's like, you know what? I am fulfilled in my career. I've done things that I'm extremely proud of, and to walk away right now is something that I'm very proud to do.
You know how I know he's retired, Heidi? He told us about his knee scope.
We don't talk about injuries.
We
don't talk about injuries here.
See, Heidi, he's retired. He told us he had his knee scope.
I think I can discuss injuries now.
That's right. Heidi, when did you know? Did you? Could you just tell that he was a little different?
We talk about this. We've talked about this every day for the last... Every year, at the end of the year, we talk about it.
Yeah.
We talk about it a little bit more, and then we talk about it a lot in July, and then he's off, and he's off and running. But this time, I think that we just were prepared for it a lot sooner than we thought we were going to be.
So now you have that plate. You have that retirement plate.
Oh,
the red plate.
The red plate.
I told you he knows too much.
It's in the book. I mean, you told me. Everybody knows about the retirement plate now, but now you can... Put a different date on that retirement plate.
Yeah.
It's official now.
Yeah, it's
August 31st.
We feel great. We feel great. We're in a good place. And you know, they talked about where you go from here. And you know, it's nice to say I don't know. I'm just gonna sit back and sort of decompress for a little bit. And you know, and enjoy being at home.
You get to go out and think about 3 Super Bowl championships and 5 Super Bowls. And we were looking at your record, the record in the 211 games you've played in, 16-6 playoff record. Numbers won't encapsulate it, but the numbers are pretty darn good too.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I really was a focus for me in terms of statistics. You know, statistics, what you achieve during a particular season, how many tackles you have, or how'd you do in a particular game. I always believe individual success always correlated with the team's success. If you were playing as hard as you could for the team, and you were doing your job and what you were supposed to do, and the team was winning, those accolades would eventually come on their own. So why concern yourself with them? So just go out there, you know, make plays. I mean, if the numbers pile up, they pile up, and you know, deal with it. When and the only stat that you should really particularly concern yourself with is those wins.
I don't think I've ever seen Bill Belichick that emotional before in my life. Have you?
No, him being emotional almost made me get emotional over there sitting down. It's you know, we spoke yesterday and had a very good conversation, and you know, it was more of the same though. Him just me very, very appreciative, a lot of gratitude, me expressing to him, him expressing to me, and I was very, you know, very thankful for what he said today. It was incredible.
The perfect player. Such a perfect player. Man, that is,
yeah, like that, you said, you'd never hear that when you were playing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta wait till you're done. And it took a little while, but I mean let's talk about the perfect coach. You know, the perfect coach, and I'm sure people are nodding their heads and agreeing with me, because he is something that, like I was saying, I hope everyone realizes what you have here in him. And you know, I can only use his name in a short breath with a list of coaches. You know, Paul Brown, you know, I mean, you talk Lombardi, you talk those guys that really took the game and took it to a next level, and Bill did that in terms of with players and presenting information and how to turn us into not just good football players but championship football players.
Heidi, Teddy told the story of sitting in your little apartment 1996 when he got drafted and saying, I want to play my whole career there.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that would happen, knowing what normally is the life of a professional athlete?
Right. I think my first thought was, where is New England?
And how cold does it get?
But there were a lot of, you know, Teddy happens to be one of those guys who actually does what he says he's going to do. Michael knows this. His friends and teammates know this. If he says he's going to do something, I have full confidence that he was absolutely going to make every effort to do that, and he did, especially in those years when he was a free agent and he was able to shop around. All the decisions that he made in his career led up to today being such a great celebration. He deserves every minute of this.
You'd be a great broadcaster. I mean, you're interested in broadcasting? I mean, you'd be very,
you know, it's
breaking down games.
I love the game, and if where I go from here is talking about the game, that'd be great. But I think it's I don't know where it goes. I don't know. You know, I'm in sort of an uncharted territory in my life. So we'll see where it goes. But I definitely want to be around the game, stay around it, and if talking about it is it, you know, I mean, you know, so be it.
At some point, kids start to figure out that their parents are kind of a big deal. You know, you play pro football, or if you're an actor or something, you know, kids at 4 years old probably don't get that. 7, 8, they start to figure it out. Have they figured out how significant, first of all, you know, your career was, and how significant this day is for you?
I think they're just now starting to. I brought the boys to as many games as possible last year, and our oldest son, TJ, is definitely interested and involved, and he sits and watches every game, and well, there's Daddy. Daddy got him. But I think in terms of walking away from the game, they probably don't understand the magnitude of today. Teddy said in the press conference they'd much rather be at home playing Transformers. But I think that someday they'll be able to look back on his career and be very proud.
And I'm glad about that. You know, I'm happy about that, because I'm just dad. I'm just dead, you know, and that's the way that we've sort of geared that towards, you know, that just that, you know, it's just me. It's just me, you know, TJ, Rex, Dante, you know, I'm just dad. And I, that's who I always just want to be to them. And it is that way. And, the one thing they said was, my oldest son is just, when I told him, I think I'm going to be home a lot more, Teej, and to see his face light up, you know, light up with that smile is something he was sort of waiting for.
See, it's funny because of all the Brewski moments that we're all kind of rehashing here over the last day or so, for me, my favorite ever was sitting in a stadium in Jacksonville, Florida, about 4 or 5 hours before kickoff, and I was there, and I'm just sitting in the sun and basking and soaking it all in, and I look down on the field, and I see a football player playing with his kids. I couldn't believe that a guy that soon before kickoff of another big game in his life just wanted to play with his kids.
Yeah, that moment's talked about to me more than that Super Bowl. Even, you know, I mean, you guys do remember we won the game too, you know, but it's like they remember that moment. You know, I remember the Super Bowl when you guys were in Jacksonville and you play with your kids, and then they remember that, but it's like a lot of people remember that, but you know, it sort of overshadowed the game a little bit when it comes to, you know, my memories and when they think of me. And I'm not sure that doesn't disappoint me. It's okay with me. It's okay with me because, I'm not afraid to be who I am wherever it is. And at that moment, I sort of just wanted to give Heidi a break from having the kids in the stands, you know, because the family bus from the hotel gets there so early, and there was all the security. And so they put our families there so early, and I just wanted to take the kids so they could run around. So maybe take a nap maybe during the second quarter or something like that. But, it turned into a moment that, you know, I think even my kids remember that moment that, and it'll be with us for the rest of our lives.
You know, one of my favorite moments is, and this doesn't, it involves a Super Bowl, but not a Super Bowl victory. And this may surprise you. It was the way you dealt with the disappointment of losing out in Arizona. Now, Dale probably got out of the stadium. He probably ran a 4.2.
I couldn't get out of there quick enough.
He ran like a 4.3 out of the stadium. I've never seen Dale run so fast in his life, but he got out of there fast, and there was a party at the team hotel afterwards. And just pick up the story. I don't know if you remember what you told me. I said, I asked you, did you go to the party? Yeah. And you said you did. Why did you go to the party?
I did go to the party because I had a lot of people at that game and a lot of people that came just to the game that I hadn't seen before. And there were people that meant a lot to me, very, very close to me, and that have been with me my entire career and supported me. And for me to just say, you know what? No. And they were leaving the next day. So for me to just say, no, I'm good. I'm going up to my room. I can't do that. But I would rather have gone there and sort of thank them for the support that they gave us during the year. And they expected me to be devastated about the game. But for me, I just turned in that post-game party into sort of a celebration of me just seeing people that I hadn't seen in a while and being happy I got to visit with them. And, you know, because that as I think of that loss, believe me, I think about it a lot. I think about that loss, about what we could have achieved and, you know, the possibilities of becoming 19-0. But at that moment, what was more important was letting the people I cared about know how much I cared about them.
It's so ironic that a kid from California who played college football in Arizona is remembered for snow.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
For scoring a touchdown and people, thousands of people throwing snow in the air.
I don't know how I ended up embracing the cold weather, you know, to play in California, then in Arizona, and then to come out here over my first few years, getting used to the weather, the seasons and the winters in football, getting used to the snow and playing in it. I don't know how that happened, but towards as my career progressed, I really embraced the cold weather because I felt it was our advantage. It was our advantage when we played at home. It was like I felt sort of we had an extra player on the team that we liked this, they didn't. So it gave us the opportunity to hit them even harder, you know. So, and that game was the most snow that any possible game could ever have. I mean, people sitting on snowbanks to watch the game. Stories of fans coming up to me and said, "You know what? I never made that game, but I was like on Route 1.
Yeah.
I was on Route 1, but I was on my way." And And that moment is going to be talked about for a long time, and I'm glad, because that's a moment that I will never forget. I mean, I remember smiling in my helmet, so huge. My smile, I was just smiling so much when Vrabel came up to me. He's like, "Can you believe what they're doing right now?" And the snow was going up in the air. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah, some people couldn't get to their seats because those seats were packed with snow. We saw some people like digging out their seats there. Yeah. How often do you guys talk about 2005, the stroke, leading him out of Mass General? At that point, nobody, probably including you, thought he would play professional football again. How often do you guys talk about that?
Few and far between now. But, you know, that is an image that will always be associated with us, and that's why I got up this morning and actually brushed my hair. I said, the last time I was on camera next to you, man.
It looked good. Yeah, you know,
you're not supposed to look good in those moments anyway. Don't worry.
Yeah.
You know, not much anymore. It's something that's always, those moments everyone has in their lives that'll always be a part of you. It'll always be a part of you. You know it's there. Like when we look at each other, I mean, we know it's there, you know, all those experiences you have, but you know that you're better from it. You're better from it. And we know that we're so much better from it and stronger from it. And, you know, we moved on from that, you know, just like, you know, we get done here, we'll move on from this.
I'm happy to hear you're going to make this your home, because I think this place has embraced you. I told Teddy the story one time. I'm at the supermarket in Bellingham, and on the bulletin board there, they got a lost dog announcement. It said lost dog, black lab, whatever it was, answers to the name of Brewski. And they spelled it B-R-U-S-C-H-I. And I'm saying, when you get dogs named after you, you can't leave then. I mean, you got to hang around when they're naming their dogs for you.
Yeah, the dog was lost, huh?
They had lost the dog at the time, and hopefully they found it. I don't know.
I'm sure he knew what to do when he found his way home.
Brewski, like Lassie, huh?
Of course, I'm sure he had that. I'm sure his awareness was on a high level.
He was the perfect dog, too, by the way. Congratulations to both of you. It's a great day. It's a real celebration for you.
Thank you.
And it was fun for us to sit here and watch and listen. It was nice to meet you finally, face to face. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Teddy Brewski and his wife, Heidi, here on Sports Radio WEEI.